Christmas is a time of love, and during Christmas season, family and friends get together, greet each other, and show love to one another.
甚至平时缺少联络的朋友，我们也会寄一张圣诞卡，表示我们没有把它给忘了。
Even to those we don't see often, we make the effort to send a greeting card just to show them that we're thinking about them.
因为耶稣他把爱带到人间来，让我们过圣诞节最好的方法就是来表达爱心。
Because Jesus' arrival to this world is a sign of God's love, so what better way to celebrate Christmas than to show love?
圣诞节也是一个很喜乐的时候。天使报佳音说我报给你们大喜的信息，是一个很喜的时候，因为耶稣基督救主已经降生了。
Christmas is also a time of joy. An angel proclaimed good news of great joy that Christ the Savior was born.
那在过圣诞节的时候，你觉得好像空气中都有一种喜乐的气氛，特别是小孩子，像美国的小孩子，很喜欢过圣诞节，虽然他们是为了可以得到礼物。
Even today, that excitement in the air around Christmas season is with us. And the kids in America, they love Christmas, but probably it has something to do with presents.
在教会里，我们弟兄姐妹都是一个很快乐的心来庆祝圣诞节，因为我们的救主耶稣基督已经降生了。
The church also is full of joy. Brothers and sisters celebrate the coming of Christ the Savior with hearts of joy.
那还有我们最常说的就是圣诞节它是一个平安的日子。
Christmas is also a time of peace.
因为耶稣基督他是和平的君啊，他来到人间是要让人间有和平。
Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. He came so that the world may have peace.
研究历史的人告诉我们，从耶稣降生之后，就是12月25号这一天，没有发生过任何重大的战争。
Historians tell us that ever since the birth of Christ, there has not been a major battle fought on Christmas Day.
那不但是这样子，很多人也借着圣诞节这个机会来向别人表达善意，来修复他跟别人之间破损的关系，因为耶稣基督降生是要给人间带来和平。
In addition, the Christmas season has been known as a time of reconciliation between estranged family and friends, all because Christ's birthis meant to bring peace to the world.
但是其实圣诞节它不光只是一个爱、一个喜乐、一个和平的日子，比这个更重要的，圣诞节它其实是一个敬拜的日子。
But the truth is, Christmas is more than about love, joy, and peace. More importantly, Christmas is a day for worship.
那当耶稣降生之后，有几位东方来的博士啊，到了耶路撒冷去找耶稣，然后就问说那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看到的他的心啊，特来拜他。
When Jesus was born, several magi from the east traveled to Jerusalem asking, Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him.
那这些东方的博士啊，他们是千里迢迢的来到伯利恒，他们不像现代的人是彼此送礼物，他们是要来拜耶稣，要把礼物送给耶稣。
Now these wise men from the east travel thousands of miles to Jerusalem, not to exchange gifts with each other, as we like to do often today, but they brought gifts for Jesus, because Jesus was the host and master of Christmas.
就像圣经所说的，他们就俯伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，献上就是黄金、乳香、没药，当作礼物来献给他。
Listen to what the Bible says. They bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
那有这么一首小诗，它叫做《假如》。这首小诗就提醒我们，过圣诞节的时候不要忘了耶稣。
Now there's a song by Fred Jarvis called Suppose, and its lyrics remind us not to forget about Jesus on Christmas. I'm going to read the lyrics.Suppose it were your birthday, and all your friends would come and gather around your fireplace, there in your happy home.
假如那是你的生日，亲朋好友欢然而至，聚在融融的炉火前，欢乐满屋，笑声满室。
They come with smiles and gladness, and bring their presents too. But when they start to share them, there's not one for you.
他们笑脸盈盈，手上带着礼物，一旦开始分享，你却空无一物。
They give them to each other, a grand and costly lot. But for the guest of honor, they somehow just forgot.
他们互相的送礼精美而且大手笔，但对生日的主人他们却完全忘记。
You say such things don't happen, nor should it ever be. It seems too crude and cruel for folks like you and me.
你说这事不可能发生，这是多么的不通人情。这是如此的粗鲁残忍，你我绝不会这么差劲。
But friend, have you considered, just this is what man do. Not of course to humans, but you are Lord, it's true.
可是朋友，你可曾思想，这一点正是你我的强项。我们忙着顾到彼此，却将基督全然遗忘。
We celebrate his birthday with all our pomp and style, and give to one another and grieve him all the while.
我们庆祝他的生日，极具巧思，大费周章。我们忙着彼此送礼，却将他冷落在一旁。
'Tis Christ we claim to honor at this glad Christmas time. Don't spend on friends the dollars and give him just a dime.
我们宣称要尊荣基督，在这荣耀欢乐的圣诞，宁可为朋友画上大洋，却只向耶稣献上铜板。
To give to one another indeed is very nice, but best of all to Jesus, for him let's sacrifice.
有人相赠，诚然为美，献与基督，美中之美。
His cause too long has suffered by thoughtless and selfish men. Let's bring to Christ the first fruits and give him our very best.
基督使命久受挫折，只因人类自私冷漠，今献基督出熟之果。至善至美为主配得。那今天晚上我们来到神的家里面敬拜耶稣，并且向他献上礼物。东方博士向耶稣基督所献的礼物是黄金、乳香、没药。我们来看看这三个礼物。
Tonight we gather here to worship Jesus and to present him with gifts. The Magi have gave Jesus gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So let us take a closer look at what these three gifts say about Jesus.
首先这黄金是献给君王的礼物，古时候的中东地区一般人蒙君王召见的时候他总要带上一件礼物。
Gold was the gift for kings. In ancient Middle East, when a person is granted audience before a king, it was customary to present a gift.
因为黄金它是金属之王，所以去见君王的时候常常会带上黄金献上。
Gold was often the gift of choice to present to a king because it was the most special of the precious metals.
那这件礼物提醒我们，耶稣他是一位慈爱的君王，他不是用武力来统治我们，而是用爱来感动我们的心。
The gift of gold reminds us that Jesus is a loving king. He reigns not with force to enslave our bodies, but with love to move our hearts.
那他是我们的主，是我们的王，所以他配得我们献上黄金。
He's our king and our lord, worthy of our gifts of gold.
那黄金代表是最好的，那你能够献给耶稣最好的是什么呢？
Gold represents the best. What is the best you can bring to Jesus?
圣经说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭。我们所能献上最好的就是将自己献上，跟从耶稣做他的门徒。
The Bible says, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice. The best gift we can give Jesus is to offer ourselves as his disciples.
这个乳香啊，第二个礼物是乳香。乳香是献给祭司的礼物，因为祭司他在圣殿，那个时候那个圣殿烧香的时候，那个香是乳香做的。
Let's consider the second gift, frankincense. It is a gift for the high priest, because incense that he burns in God's temple was made from frankincense.
那当烧那乳香的时候，就整个的圣殿当中就充满了一种很甜美的那种香味。
When frankincense is lit, the temple is filled with a sweet aroma.
这告诉我们，罪人自己不能够到圣洁的神面前，要经过祭司才可以。
This is to show that a sinner is unable to come close to a holy God. It is through a high priest that a person may gain an audience before God.
那乳香这个礼物提醒我们，就是我们 耶稣他是罪人的大祭司，我们要借着他才能够亲近神。
The gift of frankincense reminds us that Jesus is the high priest for sinners. Through him, we can come close to God.
那个圣殿的那个香，它是不断，它一直在烧。我们送给耶稣的礼物之一，就是可以不断的跟神亲近。你自己啊，如果你是基督徒，你愿不愿意在2012年每天灵修，每周的敬拜，来不断的亲近神？那就是一个香的礼物。
During ancient times, the frankincense was burned continuously. And likewise, a gift we can give Jesus is to perpetually draw close to God. For 2012, would you be willing to spend devotional time with God daily and to come to church and worship weekly as a way to continuously draw close to God?
那最后那个礼物末药是送给死人的礼物。就是在耶稣的时代，人死了之后把那个末药磨成粉，一层一层的裹起来，可以保存那个尸体不损坏。
Myrrh, the last gift, is a gift for the dead. During Jesus' time, the body of the dead was preserved with myrrh that was ground up, then wrapped layer by layer with linen.
那这件礼物提醒我们，耶稣他为我们的罪而死了。
The gift of myrrh reminds us that Jesus died for us.
那其实在这个世界上有谁不是罪人？有谁他一生之中从来没有犯过罪？有谁他一生之中从来没有犯过罪？有谁他从来没有恨过人，没有嫉妒过人，没有伤害过别人吗？
In this world, who is not a sinner? Who has never done anything wrong? Who has never despised, envied, or hurt another person?
那耶稣他降生到这个世界上来，为的是替我们还罪的债，叫一些信他的，都所有的罪因为信主都可以得到赦免，成为一个新造的人。
Jesus entered this world to serve as a ransom for the price of sin, so that for all those who believe in him shall receive forgiveness of sin and be made into a new creation.
那献上末药的礼物就是相信耶稣基督啊，为你的罪被钉死，接受他到你的心里来，然后成为你的救主。
You can present a gift of myrrh to Jesus by believing that he died for your sins and accepting Jesus into your heart to become your Lord and Savior.
我们每个人都希望过一个特别蒙福、特别有意义的圣诞节。
We all wish to have a special and particularly meaningful Christmas.
那今年的圣诞节就让我们一方面领受耶稣所给我们带来的仁爱、喜乐、和平，但另一方面我们到耶稣面前来敬拜他，向他献上真正的黄金、乳香跟末药。
This year we receive from Jesus his love, joy and peace. And at the same time we come before him to worship him and offer up our gold, frankincense and myrrh.
好，最后要邀请大家跟我一起来读一段经文。
Now let us all read a passage together from the Bible.
这是出自于路加福音第二章十到十二节。
It's from the passage Luke chapter 2 verse 10 to 12.
好，请我们同声来读。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜爱的人。
祝大家圣诞快乐。 Wish you all a Merry Christmas.